Did you know that just by washing your hands, you can help keep you and others around you from getting sick? You may already know this, but here are the 5 simple steps to washing your hands.
Step 1. Wet hands with warm water. Step 2. Apply soap to your hands.
I'm Hannah, and I'm in 5th grade.
I'm Sierra, and I'm in 5th grade.
Step 4. Rinse away all of the soap.
And our project was about washing hands and how you can help keep your the people around you healthier, and yourself too, if you just wash your hands.
We said the steps to washing your hands and some facts on, like, how many people get sick a year and how many school days are lost.
It is estimated that 76 million Americans get sick.
My name's Kylie Wallace, and I'm in 6th grade, and I wrote a poem, then put it into podcast form. The poem's called Alaska Adrenaline, and it was about the polar dip.
Did you do the polar dip?
I did do it this year.
Arms, legs, everything shaking as I stand by the side of the dock. Toes hanging nervously off the rotten wood. Almost like a captive, forced to walk the plank. Voices of the crowd snap me out of my trance as I hear the countdown. 10, 9, 8. The voices blend together like a triumphant melody, and I struggle to keep my spot. 3, 2, 1. I leap as far as I can, saving those last few seconds above ground. When I hit the icy water, my heart pounds through my chest and the blood soars through my veins. The water rushes over my body, mercilessly choking me, hoping to suck life out of me, and I want to scream. But as I look around, others wade to shore. I feel my feet hit the slimy bottom. I slip from the water like a penguin coming from the sea. Next year seems too far off, but the plunge is worth the wait.
I'm John Clute Painter, one of the 5th grade teachers here at Ray C. Steadman Elementary. And the contest that these girls and several other students entered, or the IDITA contests, ASTE, or the Alaska Society of Technology and Education, has movie contests, music contests, photo contests, and other story contests every February.
Obviously, it's fun for them to enter a contest, but what's the learning value for them?
Well, in this, we like to refer to as a technology-rich environment, and we like to use technology to promote education and to teach to the Alaska State standards. So ASTE really supports teachers and all Alaskans with promoting technology standards in education.
On the computers, we used GarageBand to record our PSA.
That's a program, like a software program?
Yeah. And to write our PSA, we used Etherpad, which is... There's 2 computers. We were each on a computer, and we logged on with the same URL, and we picked a color, and we could each write, and it would show up on the same computer.
I liked recording because we could, when we messed up, we could delete it and then go back, because we messed up a lot because I started laughing.
I had learned about, editing audio and about GarageBand and other softwares last year in 5th grade, so I didn't really need to edit a lot of it because I just went in and recorded it all at once.
This is Mary Ellen Anderson, and I'm the library media specialist, and John and I kind of co-teach the 5th grade technology sessions on Friday mornings. It's great working with the kids with the technology because they get so excited about whatever project is in front of them when it's involving technology. And what I like about it is trying to find a place that's in the curriculum, things that we need to teach anyway, and then using the technology to enhance it and motivate the kids. So it's a lot of times we approach what is already being studied in the classroom and just try to infuse it with the technology, or instead of making a poster for the wall, we turn it into a GarageBand project or a movie. Then the enthusiasm level just seems to go through the roof.
What's so exciting for me as a classroom teacher and watching technology evolve over the last 15 years now that I've been in the classroom is seeing the enthusiasm from the students and how, you know, we can really support the state standards through this technology, but also they can walk away with skills that can apply to all sorts of new situations.